Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Hour number two, what did you think about Reed Sheffer? What did you think about your Astros? What did you think about the apology?
Oh, do we have it?
Yeah, we do. So, Schloss.
This is the last time we're going to talk about him, right?
Schlossnagel. Yeah, I mean,
last time we'll ever mention him.
I'm still. Yeah, he's. I think he destroyed a lot of. This is a great baseball coach. Did you see some of the players coming after him?
Yeah.
Yeah, saying, you know what? I have no respect for the man. I only wanted to. I wanted to play here at Texas A&M, and but he didn't. He did nothing. For me.
Somebody asked about when did the conversation come up? Was it on Twitter? Or did we talk about it? About players leaving potentially to follow him in the portal? Hell no, that's not happening.
Well,
his players are going to be pissed.
Did leave though?
Well, they may left, but they didn't. Yeah. They're not going with him to Texas.
No, probably not. Probably not. But. A bunch of them did leave yesterday. So A&M is like, it is, talk about devastating. This is now, and a lot of people say, well, look at how A&M devastated a lot of other programs with Jimbo Fisher and Kevin Sumlin and Tom Herman, or not Tom Herman, but, you know, how they've taken different coaches and you know what? And now all of a sudden this happened to him and boo-hoo, woo-hoo-hoo. Well, it to me, it wasn't about that. Dude wants to go to Texas, it's fine. Go to Texas. There's more money. Yeah, you feel like you can win there, even though the facilities aren't nearly as good as Texas A&M. You feel like you want to go to Texas, you would rather live in Austin. That's great. The way he did it, what a scumbag. What a scumbag. Destroying that kid. And he apologized to the kid. Richard, I forget his last
name.
He's
26 years old. He did got two degrees from Texas A&M. Billy Lucci told us he gave the go-ahead yesterday. Billy Lucci was with us from TexAgs, and he said he gave the go-ahead after the game was over because it seemed like curious timing for the question to ask about rumors about him potentially, you know, about the Texas A&M job.
Well, when your season is over, that's not so curious.
I thought it was. I mean, the game just ended. He's going through a lot of stuff. At the time, I thought it was, but Billy and TexAgs did that for a reason.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to put him on record.
And
they did. And I'll be honest. I think Schloss was in a no-win situation.
Well, yeah. No, all you have to do is... Wait. He had... Oh, absolutely.
What
all
did
you
say?
Do is, I ain't talking about... I just lost. I ain't talking about that.
And then the next thing is, he didn't... Boy, what a non-answer
and
here.
And what's the difference? And 8 hours later, he was gone.
The only difference is, at that time, he's probably thinking, I don't want to give this away now. But he even said, and we'll hear it in his apology... If he had it to do all over, if you're going to leave anyway, you can, like, I think he was just caught in a spot. I don't think he anticipated the question, honestly.
Well, that's so dumb.
He obviously didn't.
That's so dumb, especially when he was been working on this for weeks and weeks.
Well, he can be working. Well, behind the scenes, he can be.
And they announced the day of the final game that Pierce's fight. I mean, the whole thing was just, it couldn't have been worse. He couldn't have handled it worse. Anyway, here's his apology to Richard yesterday.
I want to publicly apologize to Richard Zane from TexAgs. He's a young reporter. He asked the question. That was an obvious question. I wish I could have answered that better. But in the moment, all, you know, 30 minutes after the last pitch, all I could think about was our players. And I really wasn't in the mood to talk about myself or the future. So I apologize for that to Richard.
Now, that's a load of crap. All I could think about was our players. What did that
after
have to
a
do?
Loss?
What did that have to do with his players?
Well, he was just because they just lost the College World Series.
He was headed to Texas.
I know, but
that's not all he could think about.
Wait
he
a minute,
was,
you're
he
acting
was gone. He was out the door. He's been working on this Texas thing for weeks.
Well,
But I don't think that's that crazy that he's – yeah, he's been working on it, but the players – but the game supersedes that. If you're there at the game –
No, I know that, but what do you mean that's all I could think about is my players?
You're at a post-game press conference.
I know. What does that have to do with that's all I could think about
is my
players?
Maybe he didn't want to talk about his – I mean, this stuff happens all the time.
No, he did not want to address that he was out of there and been working on the University of Texas job for weeks now.
Were you pissed at Tom Herman when he did what he did when Cole asked that question?
I wasn't, but I know a lot of – you raised
people. Well, why weren't you pissed at him? Because he gave the same answer and then left.
No, not – He didn't have the vitriol that he did for this kid.
Well, it's not how you did it. It's that he said that was selfish. I mean, he didn't cuss the kid out. He just said he thought that was a selfish question. No, that's all he said.
Oh, not only that.
Bleeding Heart John is different.
No, not only that.
What did he say?
This is a job for the rest of my life.
Well, yeah.
What a load of crap. He's been going to Texas for weeks.
Yeah, he gave
what
a bad.
What a load of crap.
He gave a bad answer. He apologized.
No, I know. He gave a really crappy, one of the worst I've ever seen.
Well, he apologized yesterday.
Yeah.
You didn't like the apology?
No, that's all I thought about was my
players. Glad he apologized. I thought it was good that he apologized.
All I thought about was my players. Get the out of here.
I wish you guys would stop holding these coaches to some standard. Like they're not, like they don't act like the rest of us. They're selfish into their own interests. And you know what? I don't blame them for going to Texas. That's where we wanted to go. But they're just like us. They do what's best for them. Players, they love them. Blah blah blah. But you know what? Texas is better for me, so I'm leaving.
That is true.
Yeah, and he got well. But I'm telling you. He knew, and you had to do this in advance and all that stuff, but he got put in a bad position because he got asked about it, and his answer, there was no way he could have a good answer, the best he could do. But in hindsight, answering like you said would at least not have put him on the record to become a meme.
Yeah.
And to become, like,
an
at
a-hole.
Least he doesn't come out saying, yeah, I guess you just say, look, I respect your question. We just lost the World Series. He could have said,
I understand you got a job to do, but it's not something I want to answer because I'm focused on my players. He could have said, I'm focused on my players. Then
I think players and coaches need to start apologizing.
Lost. I don't want to talk about that. Yeah. That's all.
And coaches need to start apologizing. Like, I'm waiting for Tim Papura to apologize to me because now, look what happens when you bring minor league prospects up. You can win. Signed Astros now. So maybe some of these guys need to start apologizing to the media more.
Let it go. You've had so much success.
Like 30 years ago.
Let the Tim Papura thing go.
No.
When was Tim Papura? When did that happen?
How many general managers
that ago? Happened.
Oh, what?
It happened in 07.
Oh. My God.
How many kids have
Let
you had since
go.
Then?
Yeah.
How many kids
have
I you had?
I told you it was on for
it's
life.
17 years.
Bad boy. But I told you, it's on for life, just like
forgive
Tupac
us our trespasses as we forgive those who
records.
Trespass against us.
No.
And they're both dead, so maybe take a lesson
He couldn't
from
wait
that.
To take a shot at me, what if and Tim my Papura ass knew how to build the Astros better than he did.
What if Tim Papura puts a cap in your ass?
Easy ice cream.
Yeah. Let's get Astros Kurt in here, speaking of Astros. What do you say, Astros Kurt?
What's up, guys?
How are we doing?
What's going on? Got a little bone to pick with you guys. I mean, I'm on my way to Black Horse to rip some seltzers and lose some Pro V1s. You know, gonna have a good time and listen up. So we haven't even mentioned the Astros once. I mean, we've got 7 wins in a row.
What are you talking about? We did a whole segment on the Astros. We did a whole segment on the
Astros. Yeah, but not since he's been listening.
Since you've been listening, you haven't heard.
Played all this. When's the last play all systems go?
You're right.
How about how about this?
Don't get defensive. No, Astros Kurt is right.
No, it's not. How about this? They've won a lot
I'm
of games.
Hurt.
Why would I break the streak by playing all systems go?
Don't
mess with superstition. They keep winning games. Why play it?
Astros
now,
Kurt
when,
is
as soon
right
as they then. Lose, Dell,
we'll play it.
All systems go.
We'll play it to get them back
Valid
on track.
Valid point.
Well, right.
Valid point because
so
I believe.
We have to lose?
Yeah, it's a weird
we
thing we got going.
All
systems go is a motivator. So let's come on, guys. It's going.
Well, no, but you'll
right
also
now.
Play it when things are going good. But this is baseball superstition.
We're not playing it now.
We just So
day off today.
We do need to talk more Astros.
Headed
today.
To the Mets and then Toronto.
Guys.
Yeah.
Guys, what kind of world do we live in? We're talking about white superstars like Chet Holmgren and Ryan Scalabrine.
No,
that's great.
We never miss
Astros.
What do you want to take away
All
from beating up on the
Astros.
Rockies?
Astros aren't part of the culture war.
What do you want to take away from beating up on the Rockies, Kurt?
Yes, we are. Everybody hates us. Everyone hates us. And we That's have true. A 5'6" Venezuelan who is the greatest Astro of all time, the Yankee killer. And as long as we have him, he's a cultural icon for the city of Houston.
But half the country wants to deport him, probably, in the culture wars.
Should be played.
Oh, uh-oh.
Well, you know,
I love Altuve. I love the Astros. That is all. Please play. All systems go. Thank you.
I don't take requests. I'm not a DJ.
He's Dell's very difficult. But
so
I think Kurt made, and I shout out to him to have his day planned. He had a plan. He said, I'm going to rip. He said,
rip
I'm
some
ripping
seltzers.
Seltzers, and I'm losing Pro V once. It's a man. I can respect everything he said there. He wants all systems go. I respect that, too. But I also respect the hustle of superstition in baseball. You're not playing it right now on a hot streak. Don't start playing it until you lose.
Until you need it.
Yeah.
The Astros don't need it right now.
They're on a roll.
It's always in a tuck.
And a day off today.
As soon as you got rid of that jinxy-ass Jose Abreu, look how everything has turned around. Am I wrong?
Ugly. That's ugly.
Am I wrong?
That man tried his best.
Am I wrong?
He tried his best.
Yeah. He tried his best to submarine this team with bad luck.
No, he didn't.
He tried his best to be the best he could possibly.
You know who else tried his best?
He went to Florida.
You know who else tried his best? The mush in this boy's life. The mush. That guy was there trying to win money and in crap games and stuff like that, and he always lost. If they had a ticket where he was at a horse race and he had a horse that he was betting on, and they found out, the guys would tear their tickets up immediately. That guy was trying too, and guess what he was? He was the mush.
You can't blame Abreu.
Jose Abreu was the mush.
Direct your anger at the proper place.
I've done enough with Bagwell.
Crane or Bagwell.
I've done enough with them.
Bagwell worked. Now, lay off Bagwell. He worked his ass off in Florida with him. Okay, trying to get him right.
Jeff came back and went. Jeff came back and went.
Did Bagwell break a sweat in Florida?
Yeah, it's humid.
By working with Abreu, I mean. He might have played golf and broke a sweat.
No. I think Jeff Bagwell had a lot invested in Jose Abreu. No, I think Jeff Bagwell worked. I think Jeff Bagwell wanted to get that right. I don't think he just sat around playing golf. That's John. Jeff Bagwell's out there trying to fix it, and then he realized, I can't fix jinxed.
So
we got rid of that jinx, and here come the Dubs.
So you see where we are right now? I mean, we're excited about this baseball team, 40 and 47 in a row, hottest team in baseball right now.
Now Seattle did finally get a win.
And ESPN came out with their midseason grades. And where do you think our guy is? A guy named Bradford Doolittle. Bradford Doolittle wrote a piece on all of the midseason awards, and our Astros aren't named. We will talk about that. We will discuss that disgustedly on the other side. Right now, though, we got John Daspit.
Yeah, John Daspit is working for you. If you've been injured here in the city of Houston or in San Antonio or in Austin or in Dallas or along the Port Arthur area and Beaumont, you're out in East Texas, East Texas, he's going to be there for you. He's done so many cases with refinery blast, offshore injuries. It can be a very dangerous job. He's worked with major lawsuits that were involved there with tons of people that were in on the same lawsuit. He's doing that right now with what's going on with the Astro World debacle that we had during the concert where people lost lives and there were a lot of people injured. So he's working on that as well. And John Daspit is out there trying to fight for you and for your rights. He wants to vet everyone's case, make sure he's got a legitimate, solid case. And if you do, he wants to fight for you. He wants to fight for your bills to make sure all the medical bills are paid, make sure all your physical therapy surgeries are paid, make sure that your time missed from work. That's a big one, too. What if you're going to miss work for the next 2 months because of a serious injury you were involved in, an accident that was not your fault, it was someone else's negligence? That's got to be accounted for too. So, and of course, when it comes to pain and suffering, he's going to get top dollar for you, make sure that you are accounted for, as opposed to the insurance company that does not want to account for your pain and suffering the way they should. John Daspit will fight for you. The law firm is ready for you. They've got a ton of lawyers. You will get the proper attention, and they are a company you can trust. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Texas Keith is here, been waiting. Let's get him in here. Hey, Texas Keith.
I like that we're doing Astros Kurt, Texas Keith.
Right. Oh, everybody should have something in front of their name today. Right? Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Sports. I wish I was hanging out with that other caller. I would rather be ripping seltzers right now other than ripping water because it's so dang hot outside. But I want to congratulate the Astros on finally returning back to form and being above 500, or they are at 500. Mm-hmm. Either way, since Dell is taking requests, I want to hear No Scrubs from TLC. Let's go.
Dell, can you play some No Scrubs right now from TLC? A scrub is a guy.
Yeah.
No.
He's also known
mostly
as
because
a buster.
It cuts out part of our You're audience on purpose. No, I'm not.
My son is really – I got Mason. I put him on game with TLC and my daughter, but – all of a sudden, TLC's having a little, by the way, it's having a little moment with the 20-somethings.
Oh, I didn't mean that. I meant
simply, did you know that?
No, I didn't mean cut out a demographic. I mean simply people who are listening through online ways can't
hear it. Oh, they
hear
can't
it.
Hear it? Because no. You don't let them hear it.
Well, I'm not allowed to let them hear it.
Just quit being such a company.
Do you want the entire stream to be demonetized?
No.
Then
but
I can't do that.
How are they going to know?
Because YouTube knows. They have AI for that.
I don't want to give you mine and no.
Oh, like
this,
Big Brother's
so this
watching,
is what we're doing with AI?
You run some music.
By the way, the lady who we talked about yesterday who surveilled basically the guy who was kissing the lady and she ratted out the whole family. The wife has had to scrub her whole internet. The 8-year-old, it is a mess because some girl tried to go and she ended up having to delete the video. She was trying to, I just told you, she was trying to.
You really. Really not explaining this well to people that didn't hear it yesterday.
I realized that was very poor.
And you're really explaining.
It would take too long. Let's just say the surveillance. There was a big argument online yesterday about the surveillance mode of like young people now believe that it is not only is it their right, but it's their duty to surveil people with their cameras and tell on them.
Yeah.
And it used to be telling them for bad behavior and things like that. Now it's turned into if you think that they're morally bankrupt, like if they see you talking to somebody, it's their job for them to record you and put you out there, give all your information, and then they need to find your wife and tell her or your husband. Yeah,
right, exactly.
Not quietly, but
my
your public,
wife. I don't have a husband.
Yeah, well, depending on who it is.
Oh, okay.
In the Usted form.
Okay.
And so now it is, they've decided that this is their duty. If you do something, if you like cheat on somebody, if you're acting kind of out of pocket, it's their job to make sure that your better half and the entire internet knows your business so that the wife could be embarrassed and publicly humiliated.
Yeah.
And the 8-year-old girl has to deal with people at school saying this now. So. Yeah, no. So I think we're in a good place.
Sins of the father, Lance. They always fall down.
I know. One girl said, "Well, talk to the dad about that." I don't care what happens to the family. It's the dad's fault. Like, God, you people are really terrible. Mm-hmm. We joke that we're terrible people. We're actually good people.
What jokes?
Well, I'm a good person.
Who's making jokes about you?
Yeah,
and being terrible. I'm not.
I'm
very serious.
No, but we're not bad. We're very
nice.
I'm very good.
I'm a very nice person. Lance gives money to the homeless. Mm-hmm. Okay. This morning he walked in, the first thing he said, "Oh, I'm a good person.
Well, yeah. I went down and talked to the guy. He was sleeping on a bench down there.
I know,
there,
but first
and thing. He was like the dream come true guy who's just hard down on his luck. My man Trey went to LSU, wrote for he does digital marketing stuff, and where he had in school, he got that degree, and then he was writing out in Angleton, and right now he's just like legitimately a guy who is. He's like, yeah, I pick up construction work. He was looking at an app to find work for the day, and I was just thinking, man, I wish there was a way I could help. I just sat down there and talked to him. We talked Rockets. Like he knew everything about the draft. I was considering bringing him in to maybe sub when me and Dell take July 5th on. Maybe he comes in and works with you.
Okay, that'd be great.
We got to teach him a board so he can.
Well, not no. He'll host with John. We'll just get a part-time producer to do that.
Yeah. Okay, and he can just host. We don't have to teach him the board,
co-host with you.
This guy's super sharp, though, so if you have some work, some construction work, let me know, and I'll put you on track.
All right. Yeah, he's out.
He's been there before, and he's like, I don't. He goes, my parents just think. He goes, or he said, my family just thinks I'm 31 right now, and they just don't want me at the house. I used to own a vintage clothing store, and he said, you know, it's hard putting money. I said, what happened? Like, how'd you just tell me how you got here? Because you seem like a pretty sharp guy. And we were just talking, and he just said, you know, I kept trying to put my money back into the business. He said, it's hard. And
how long did your conversation with this gentleman last?
About 9 minutes.
What time did you get here?
42.
So, John, would you have preferred Lance to go back and forth about what you guys are going to talk about?
No, it was all about what a good person Lance is by giving money and talking
John's
to people.
John's upset because you brought it up, but now that you're here, now that we're here, no, you can treat people humanely.
Yeah.
You don't have to act like, here's your quarter.
Would you eat pasta out of the Stanley Cup?
Nope.
They clean it up.
It's been dumped in and whizzed in.
Put bleach in there, clean it up.
Would you eat out of a bleached bowl? Would you eat some pasta out of a bowl with some bleach in it?
You rinse it out.
I don't know. I'm not comfortable with the Stanley Cup. People have put lots of terrible stuff in there. Terrible things have been done in there.
Yes.
Do you think, hold on, turn your mic off.
Yes, that has happened in there. Yes, that has happened in the Stanley Cup. I know exactly what you're going to say.
You do. Bon appetit. Bon appetit.
Oh, you wash it out. Let's go. It's a new cup every year.
No, is it new?
Because you get to keep that cup. Your team gets to keep the cup.
No, it is not new.
No.
There's three cups running around at any one time. There's one from way back when that they keep in some archive. There's one cup that they keep at the Hall of Fame for people to see when the traveling cup.
You get a second cup.
But the one that's traveling around right now with all the Panthers, they don't keep that.
No, they don't keep it. It runs around from team to team.
And it's all dinged up from all those years?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you get one.
And there's some dings now. There's some stuff that people do with that
do
thing.
You know, and you're going to eat that. You wouldn't eat it out of a bowl if your son did it to you.
I wouldn't eat
it. You're doing it now because hockey players did things in it?
Well, one of his people did it, Robert Luongo, which is what the reference is. There's pasta, and the guy just shredded some cheese into the pasta.
Oh, he's at a restaurant, yeah.
Yeah, eating out of it, right.
Eating out of the cup. Robert Luongo.
What would you do out of it?
That's the way to do it.
What would you do? What would you do out of the cup? That's a pretty... clever. Everyone drinks out of it.
I would drink out of it.
Everyone drinks out of it. That's
If you're going to drink out of it, you can't eat out of it?
I got one for you. Banana pudding. A giant thing of banana pudding. Or what about a huge bowl of cereal? You think anyone's done that?
Coors Light in mine.
Yeah, that's been done.
Some Panther said he's going to eat Captain Crunch with his kid because that's what he said.
Is that what he said?
If we win the cup, I'm going to do that.
What about salsa and chips? Or guacamole.
Do whatever you want. It's a
bowl. That would make some sense.
Do whatever you like.
Whatever you want,
it's
Lance.
It's a bowl. A big bowl of ice cream. Yeah. You can put that in there, too.
Yeah, okay. But see, that's food stuff. Well, let's think about that. What about popcorn at a movie theater?
Well, this is
food stuff. You set it down and you're getting popcorn out of it?
And then you could drop a deuce in it.
No, we're not doing it.
That's what you do in popcorn.
That's not what we do.
That's what you do in giant
popcorn.
That's
not what we do unless you've had 10 Cuba Libres in 2 hours.
All right, time to... All right, we got Keith.
And then never a Cuba Libre for the rest of your life.
We're gonna break, and we're going to do these guys in on the other side.
Do you have
a drink
or a food that you can't have anymore because you got so sick off of? Like Cuba Libres, I can't even smell rum, Coke, and lime together. If I smelled the three together, I would get sick.
Tequila is one of those.
That's just one for you?
I rarely ever do tequila.
I can't even.
Just choke on it. Time for you to talk about Texas Star Grill Shop.
Well, I'll tell you about Texas Star Grill Shop. It's a company who I started speaking for years and years ago, and they've been game changers. Just yesterday, made smash burgers in my backyard for my boys. They got back from the big basketball draft party and came back to, Dad, we want the hamburgers now. And I was like, oh, I thought you guys had already eaten. So just go out there, fire up the grill. I've got the griddle accessory that I put on top of the grill, and I did smash burgers. You can get entire griddles out there, standalone griddles, or you get them built into a kitchen if you want them to design and build a kitchen for you. And it changes, I mean, it changes everything. Chicken sandwiches, eggs and bacon in the morning. You're doing a cheesesteak, and of course, the delicious burgers where you smash them and you do what you want on there. It's great having that griddle top. It's great having a pizza oven. Pizza oven can do not only pizzas where it gets piping hot, but you also have steaks you can do in there where you get heat from all sides surrounding the steak. It gives you a restaurant style steak, roasted vegetables, and so much more. And I haven't even gotten to the fact that the best grills in the nation are right there in that store, and they're at lower prices than any retail shop you're going to find. Join the club, which is the email format where you can find out about all the sales going on at 975grills.com, 975grills.com. But there is one place that has everything you need for your barbecuing needs, and it's Texas Grill Shop.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
What about, all right, we'll get to AMF and Keith, but Dell, what about El Tree last night? How about that? Was that a big upset?
No, well, they lost one of their best players.
In the previous game.
Yeah.
El Tree's in a bad way. They're not supposed to lose to Venezuela.
But some of us knew they would.
Oh, you! Oh, some of us gained
some of us
from that?
Knew. Some of us knew they would because they lost their best player.
Well, what about El Tree? If you missed it, they lost to Venezuela last night in Copa America.
Suck it, El Tree.
Better watch yourself before you get called racist.
Yeah.
Why? If we're U.S.
Well,
versus Mexico.
No, he married.
Yeah, I got called a racist for the same thing, saying I don't like El Tree because they're, you know, a team, and I don't, and I'm a U.S. soccer fan.
You got some, called racist?
Some lady called in and called me a racist son of a bitch.
Oh, that's right.
Because
I forgot about that.
I decided to root for my...
Wait, we had that on... We had that a soundbite,
yeah,
don't we?
I don't know. It might have been purged.
No, but you can't... If you don't root for them, then you're racist.
No. We're in the U.S. It's a rivalry.
I'm allowed to root against them.
It's a rivalry.
I don't root against the Mexican
racist
people. I root against that team specifically.
Yes.
But, yeah, they're down. That program is in shambles. They don't really develop... They don't develop talent anymore, and they've kind of tried to push away from some of the old guard to try to find a new path going forward because there's a cap on what those guys could be as older players. It's not going well for them, and that's why ruling CONCACAF means nothing. So anytime some U.S. fan or Greg Berhalter will talk about what they do in CONCACAF, your biggest rival is not good. It doesn't matter what you do in CONCACAF. That's why this tournament's important. Thankfully, it's on home soil. Win a knockout round game for once. Against a good team.
Yeah.
Or win a knockout round game in a major tournament. When's the last time they've done that? The U.S. They played tonight against Panama. They haven't done it since, if you want to consider the Confederations Cup a major tournament, back in like 2009.
We're not doing
tonight,
confederacy stuff.
11 o'clock?
I have to look on ESPN.
I think it's late.
Yeah, they play Panama today. They beat Panama, guarantees them a spot in the next round. And they would go into the final game of the group stage with the chance to win the group. So
we don't know yet if you win the group or
yeah, we don't
finish
know who
second.
We don't know who they're going to face.
Okay.
Yeah. But if they finish second, they're probably going to
face
one of the South American Giants. Yeah. Yep. So they probably should want to avoid. But they got one of the South American Giants in their group. Uruguay or Uruguay, depending on how you want to say it, is the final game of the group. That could determine their fate in the knockout round. If they can get a result and win the group, they got a real shot to maybe make a quarterfinal. If they don't get a result in that game, they got a real shot to get knocked out in the second round on home soil.
Again.
Yeah.
All right, let's get Keith in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What do you say, Keith?
Hey, guys. July 5th, if the homeless guy is unavailable, I'm available to co-host if needed. I also want to mention... You know, the Astros are playing this weekend, but the Bears season 3 is back.
Yeah.
Are we locked into the Bears this weekend? John from Chicago. Who's tuning into the Bears season 3?
Yes.
Yep.
I start today.
No, we're gonna start tonight.
I finished Dark Matter yesterday. Pretty interesting ending. Got presumed innocent out of the way. Man, that show's good. Are you watching,
yeah,
John?
Yep. Yeah. It's different than the book. It's
I don't know the book. Oh, well, they have to. They have a multiple series.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal is he's not a great. He can play pseudo bad guy pretty good too. Like, you know, I don't know if he's good or bad or what yet, but
he's a good actor.
Period. Yeah, he is a good actor. I remember when it was him and Toby. What's your guy, Dell, who does all the cartoons? Toby Maguire. I remember.
Why is that my guy?
Because he's part of your little multiverse of whatever.
It's not my guy.
I remember when they were kind of on the same plane.
John would love Tobey Maguire.
I don't even know where Tobey Maguire is now.
You would love him. He was in Leo's Posse. They had a particular name for it. They're young Hollywood guys going around having a good time. They called themselves the Pea Posse.
I knew that's what it was going to be. You didn't have to say it. I already knew it.
John would love Tobey Maguire.
I would love that.
Yeah.
But look at him.
I didn't love Jake. Of course.
Was Michael Cera in it?
No, he's too young. He's younger than them.
When Lance was waiting in line to see Brokeback Mountain, okay. His wife wasn't there.
Okay.
Okay. And Lance was in line with a bunch of other guys.
Sure.
To see Brokeback Mountain.
That's not how that worked. My wife was in the theater.
She was
already in the theater sitting at a seat, and I had to get in. I forgot about that story. And I was getting in. It was at River Oaks, and I'm like, hey, what's up, fellas? And none of us, I don't know that anyone even knew the movie. We knew it was supposed to be a really good movie.
The guys did.
It's not a gay bar.
Well,
it's just a movie.
They knew what the movie was. That's why they were going to see it.
It was an Oscar-nominated movie.
Yeah.
It's a subject matter. It was not gay porn, John.
I missed it.
Yeah, I know you passed on it.
AMF. What's going on, AMF?
Good morning, fellas. Hey, happy DJ Screw Day. I know y'all are banging DJ Screw later on. Just letting you know. Second thing is, I was going to talk about the fair. So all episodes were released last night. I know y'all talked about it, but man, them first three episodes, they're intense. Like, I went to sleep hyped. Like, it's like Richie and Carney, they're at a next level of
really next level from what they had. So you've watched the first two seasons. It's always intense.
This is just like they go at it. They're nonstop. It's camera, back and forth. Sid is in the middle. She's trying to, you know, to compromise between the two. It's the first episode. It's like it's not a lot of dialogue. But it's just story, the behind the scenes of everything. It's good. Like, my wife and I were like, okay, what are they going to do now? It is good. The first three episodes that we saw were good, intense. It's what you expect, but just a little more. So what the guy said earlier, yeah, it's good stuff. Secondly, we're going to New York to see the Astros, and we're going to hit up Cooperstown. So we're going to go up there, represent, hopefully come back over 500. Little anniversary getaway, just letting you guys know. Other than that, I'll talk about y'all later.
Oh, man, that's a good trip. Good for you. Go to New York. New York is fun. You go to Shea Stadium as opposed to Yankee Stadium. Be careful. Wear your colors, but just mind your business because there are a-holes up there. And then go to Cooperstown. That's nice. That's a nice trip. And it's an anniversary, dude.
But mind your business.
Yeah. Wear your colors, but mind your business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Bear is going to go down as one of the best streaming shows that they've, because it's the intensity, the way that it's shot, show is overwhelming. The Christmas episode.
Oh my God.
I thought it was incredible cinema.
Yeah.
I thought it was amazing.
I thought it was one of our family dinners.
I was on edge the entire time. I'm like, oh my God, I can't do this.
That's how you were.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, this is nerve wracking.
Yeah. No. Families. The yelling and the fighting and it was just like felt like I was home. 840, yes. We haven't talked about this. Have you seen the possibility of a quarterback salary cap?
Oh yeah, we talked about it last week a little bit. Let's get to it. It's an important conversation.
It is an important conversation. We're already talking about maybe Dak hitting 60. We'll see. I don't know. But Dak might be the highest.
It's moving too fast.
It's moving out of control. And CJ is going to be a $60 million quarterback.
Minimum.
Take the quarterback out of the equation.
Save it. Oh, no. We got time. Okay. Yeah. What do you mean take the quarterback out of the equation?
Take the quarterback out of the salary cap.
So it's a separate salary cap.
So
quarterbacks. Because honestly, what do a quarterback and running back, they're not even in the same plane.
No.
Like, it's not. It's not even close.
And, you know, that position, so important. you know, you can have a salary cap for the rest. Now, wide receiver starting to get a little bit ridiculous. Defensive end, left tackle.
Well, you're saying ridiculous, crazy. But if it's relative to the salary, to where the salary cap going up, and it's a percentage of the revenue, the team revenue, it's not crazy.
Well, no, it's not crazy. Well, quarterback is. Joe Burrow takes up 25% of his team's cap.
Quarterback is a, even though they are that important to the team, but let's be real. I mean, a good running back could end up getting $4 to $5 million. He doesn't, I mean, a really good running back is going to get more, but let's just say an average starter is going to get, let's say an average starter will get maybe $6 or $7 million and a quarterback $60 million. They're getting 10. 12 to 13% of a quarterback's salary?
And this isn't...
That's not good. We don't see this in other sports.
And it's not unique to... It wouldn't be unique to American football. The MLS does this. They have a salary cap, then they have a separate designation for a couple players on each team, designated players, they call them, where they don't affect the salary cap because the MLS wants to keep it relatively low. They just don't have the type of money. But if you want to go get an international star who's aging, like, say, a Messi or a Suarez, you can pay them whatever you want.
But they're doing that to bring attention to the league. Yeah, so they had to do that.
But you want the stars. But for quarterbacks, why wouldn't you do that?
I think it's important. I don't think it's going to be a separate salary cap. But I don't think it's going to be a separate salary cap that doesn't include quarterbacks. But I do think that a cap for quarterbacks is almost necessary because they keep doing the same stupid, well, it's your turn. Instead of paying the best players the best money and taking second level quarterbacks and giving them second level money, they keep doing this, well, it's his turn. It's his turn. Yeah, but he's not one of the top three quarterbacks. Doesn't matter. It's his turn. They don't do that in basketball. Basketball had a cap, and everyone is fine with it. No one complains about the basketball cap anymore because you can still make $40 to $60 million a year in basketball. Mm-hmm. And they did that for the good of the game, and it has helped the game. And quarterbacks, why not? $40 million is a ton of money. You know, if you have a cap there, well, helps the spending for other positions.
Good luck with the NFLPA cap and a quarterback at $40 million. But, you know,
well, it's too late.
Your quarterback room is $65 million or $70
million. Well, maybe you can go to a certain level of the cap.
Yeah.
And maybe they have a max, you know, like the NBA triggers with the supermax. Maybe you can have a supermax for quarterbacks who actually earn that designation.
Right. With all pro, Pro Bowl, all pro.
Sure.
With stats. Yeah. That they can, I don't know about stats because then guys will be number hunting. But, you know, different measuring sticks that'll get you to that number, to the biggest number in the league. Because you're right. Dak ain't the best quarterback in the league, and he's going to be the highest paid.
Doesn't make any sense.
844 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk about my bookie. My bookie is awesome, easy to navigate. And that's kind of a big deal if you've never been on a bookie site. And if you have been on a bookie site, you want it to be as easy as possible, right? You want it to be, okay, click here. Here's my bet. Boom, I'm in. And then you want live in-game betting. You got that. You want casino gambling, you've got that with live dealers, okay? You can go to a lot of sites and they'll have casino gambling. Yes, do you see the person actually rolling the roulette ball? Do you see the person actually dealing you those cards? No, you don't, except at MyBookie, you do, because they've got live dealers and live facilitators for different events. So this is a great place to go. But anything, anytime, bet anything, anytime, anywhere. It's incredible, the number of bets. And we're getting close to the football season now, but you still got all kinds of, you got soccer that you can bet right now. You got baseball that you can bet right now. I mean, a WNBA, yeah, you want to bet WNBA? I mean, there's money out there in them there hills. Don't matter. What you want is the best place to play, win, and get paid. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. You got to put that in if you want to get your bonus for your initial sign up at MyBookie.ag.
ESPN 97.5. back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, let's get this over with. Do the Rockets take Bronny? Yes or no? I mean the Lakers.
Oh, Lakers? Yeah, I think they do.
Lakers take Bronny.
Yeah, he's the second. Yeah, I think they do.
You know, to make him happy, I guess you do, right? Even
I mean,
though.
LeBron has meant so much to your organization. He's one of the all-time Laker greats. He's going to go down as Mr. Laker.
No, he's not.
You have to make him happy. You've barely paid him. You haven't done anything you've wanted in terms. He's wanted in terms of coaches and players around him.
He's just not very good.
You're acting like he doesn't get to get rid of coaches. I mean, you know, he never gets to get rid of coaches. He never.
He got his buddy in there.
He never got his buddy in there. Got to sit out an entire half a year with New Orleans so he could get Anthony Davis over to him. I mean, finally, can you do something nice for LeBron? Like, get his son in there and give him some money?
Yeah.
By the way, Rich Paul already said they don't want a two-way. We're not doing G League stuff either.
Well, he can go to the G League. They just want a guaranteed contract.
Yeah. He gets paid.
He gets paid for an NBA salary, not, hey, you get paid for your time in the G League.
Maybe LeBron's like, I got to get him off my payroll.
Who? His son?
Bronny.
Yeah, we all want, even though LeBron's money is a lot larger than mine, you always want to get your kids off your payroll. John, is that true?
Yes. Absolutely.
I just think you guys don't understand the power of friendship. LeBron wants to work with his friends and now his son. Who couldn't want that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the organization and all the fans.
When 1560 started, did you just go hire guys you didn't like?
No, you wanted to do friends. Whose kid did we hire? Was there a son of somebody?
Well, John has claimed that he might be my dad, so I guess I have a 50
equation.
Yeah,
you're kind of.
I might be. You don't know.
No, it's fine. I think the Lakers and the organization might look. It's a second round pick. Who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, who cares?
Who will be Rookie of the Year?
It is weird that I don't, you know, who sees any of these players.
You know who the favorite is?
I would say the favorite might be, it wouldn't be Sarr. It would be Castle?
Yep. 4-1. Sarr's 5-1. How do you say Risacher?
Risacher.
Well,
they don't put the extra on it.
That's how you say it? Edie is 10-1. Connect 12-1.
By the way,
Klingon 12-1.
These basketball
Reed Shepard's 14-1.
Yeah, because I don't think he's going to play that much. All these basketball fans and dorks who are on Twitter, and we're talking about Zach Edie, they couldn't wait. If you say anything good about Zach Edie on Twitter, it is a mass rush to tell you how he's not to laugh like, yeah, he's not even a draftable player. He's not going to be a first rounder. He's not draftable. He can't defend. Like, the guy was picked ninth. I knew those dorks were wrong. Dorks like that need to stay out of real draft people's business.
Mm.
You need to stay out of real. Now, everyone says they were a little surprised that bigger country went to the Grizzlies. They first got big country, and now they got an even bigger country. With Zach Edey.
Well, China's bigger than a lot of countries.
But I think that Zach Edey is not Chinese. What is he? What is Zach Edey? Is he Chinese?
Yeah, he's Canadian.
Yeah, but he's...
No, he's from Canada.
Well, no, but he's got Chinese blood.
Okay, so what is your... So what More do you... So talk. Balotelli, the Italian soccer player who is black, what is he?
He's Italian.
And
so he's Italian, but this kid can't be...
Well, no, but he has...
Well,
but
Balotelli has as well.
Yeah.
So is it Balotelli Italian or whatever?
No, he's Italian.
Okay, then he's a Canadian.
Yeah.
Well, but he's also got Chinese. Like, Tiger is Cablanasian.
He's American.
No.
No, he's Cablanasian.
No, you're claiming Balotelli for your... Yeah, it's a country.
Right.
It's a country. He's from Italy, and Zach is Canadian.
Did y'all see... Have y'all seen...
It's getting confusing.
We just got
pulling people's...
Have y'all seen the seven...
Dance around landmines with him.
Did you see the 7'4" Chinese woman basketball player?
Yeah, we've seen her. It's not Twitter. Even fair.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And I see all the guys who are anti-Angel Reese. Wait till she gets in the league. Now, Angel Reese, you're about to pay a heavy toll for all that stuff you're doing. It ain't going to be so funny when... Female Yao Ming is yep. putting it on you. Like, that lady is slow as hell.
Well, she's a little, she's a teenage girl. She's not a lady. She's like 15. Relax.
She's
relax.
Huge.
Is she gonna get taller?
I don't know.
She doesn't even dunk.
But she's 15. Maybe we don't break down her game so specifically right now.
But she's gonna get abused.
She's 15.
No, but the internet was very. There were some people out there Angel's very excited about what Angel Reese has coming to her.
Hers.
Angel's about to catch. She's gonna see what it's gonna be like when she has this Chinese power raining down from hell.
In 7 years?
I've never seen. Our country just has so many people who love Russia and China. Like, what? No. Well, do I live in the United States anymore?
Well, Palestine.
When it comes to it, well, they're not fighting us. When it comes to Americans that we don't like, we will use foreign countries and their people to bang on Americans. Yeah.
I'm like LeBron with China. Then we've got Angel Reese people going to like, yes, finally a Chinese star we can really get behind.
LeBron was, that was all selfish about money. I understand that. He didn't hate anyone except, hey, don't mess with my money. I get that part But the others like, oh, we don't like Angel Reese, so we'll root for some girl we don't know who's in China who may never, ever see her play.
No, but I will say, I mean, 7'4" female player is, she's not small. I mean, she's put together.
Is that your analysis?
Well, I'm just saying, I can.
Draft expert.
I think she can get into the paint pretty deep. You get her the ball and she's just turning and shooting over. Cardoso is not going to be able to block her. She could end up being a player. She just can't get. But this is where basketball dork goes. How's she going to guard the high screen and roll? She can't even guard the high screen and roll. She's a huge defensive liability. Zach Edey can't guard the high screen and roll effectively enough. He won't even get drafted. Like, he's been two-time player of the year. He's like 26-14. What are y'all why do we act like the NBA is nothing but a defensive league now? It's like 136-128. And y'all are telling me about somebody can't play because of defense. Man, pull your heads out of your collective asses.
Zach
defense isn't keeping anyone from playing in the league.
It'll keep them from playing in a playoff, not in the league. As far as Zach Edey is concerned, the question, as always, will be will the offensive game counteract and be enough for whatever you think his liabilities are on the other end? And we hear coaches talk about all the time, Zach Edey can be an 82-game player. Can he be a 16-game player, which is what it would take to win the finals?
I don't know. I think there's a lot of guys who aren't simply good
enough. But he'll be able to play in the NBA.
Yeah, he's going to do fine in the NBA. This whole gnashing of teeth over Zach Edey was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
Top 10 pick in this draft? Probably. In another draft? Probably not. But maybe this draft, sure.
But he's never not going to be a first-rounder because they think he's too slow to defend. He's not a bad athlete for his size, but he's really big, so he's going to be a little slower with lateral movement and things like that. But offensively, he's really, really skilled with good touch around the basket. And low post, I thought it was interesting that Memphis made that pick because what it tells me is there a chance they're just going to that this pick, which doesn't seem to coincide great with John Morant, is this almost a nod to the fact that we're going to mix some things up here?
Or
we want a low post player as well. And could that be a team, an organization that finally maybe moves John Morant?
Listen, or more, it's about their competition.
Yeah, Rudy Gobert
and the Wolves and Jokic.
I mean,
you're probably right. It's just a Western.
Yeah.
It's a counter to a Western Conference
look
problem.
Look at the Western Conference with big guys right now.
Yeah.
You need size.
I think it's good that the big man's coming back. I think it's good that the legit big.
It's really good.
Not just stretch bigs. I think it's fun that some big low post stuff is coming back.
I'm glad, you know who I'm glad is coming back? John Cho. He wasn't here last week.
He's not coming back this week.
Oh, he's not.
He's got to take this week off, too.
All right.
So he's not going to be here. So we got another segment where you can get in, 713-780-3776. And I've got to tell you about Chastain Ford, where I've been in, and I've been in with the Chastains for a few years now. I bought multiple vehicles from them. I got two of them. My daughter got one from them. And it's been, I'm telling you, it's the best car buying experience I've ever had. You will have that car buying experience as well. It's not just, I mean, this was before I spoke for them that I bought a vehicle from the Chastains, and I just loved my car buying experience. The first thing that happens is, hey, where do your payments have to be? Because then we can go from there. What kind of vehicle do you want? Let's get you the most vehicle we possibly can for the money that you need to spend every month. That's the way they do it at Chesting Ford. That's the way they do it every single time. No add-ons, no markups. They're going to give you the best car buying experience that you can have, along with the best service that you're going to get. They will come to you and pick up your vehicle. If you have a recall or there's something wrong with your vehicle, I mean, the service is second to none. You are not finding any of these things at other dealerships. They want to gouge you for as much as they possibly can. That just ain't the way they do business at Chastain Ford. You'll love the car buying experience every time. You'll be part of the Chastain family on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown, or ChastainFord.com.
ESPN 97.5.